Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chaf Dalid. We left off on daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him again very much for another week of sponsorship. And yesterday's shiur was sponsored by Israel in loving memory of Juliet Bat Kaduri Tzion Aleha Shalom. So we thank both of the sponsors very much for their sponsorship. And we left off on daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya. So we're just to get us back into context over here. We were in the middle of discussing this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether cutting a beged shel or that was tamei, cutting it berubo, cutting the majority of a beged shel or will be mitaherit. Meaning we said a regular beged, it certainly is mitaher when you cut the majority. What about a beged shel or? So we're going to bring four rayas back and forth. So yesterday we went through one raya. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya is going to be raya number two. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a tanur becomes that has become tamei. So we learned in yesterday's parsha that if a tanur becomes tamei, the only way to be mitaher is by breaking it. But how much of a breaking is necessary in order to be mitaher? Then the Gemara is going to discuss a second version of the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about a beged shel or that became tamei. And then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss situations that or of a nevela will also be tamei. Normally, only the basar of a nevela is tamei, not or of a nevela. We'll discuss certain situations where there's basar attached to the nevela, where even the or of the nevela is going to be able to be mitame. And then we're going to talk about how much basar can become batel to the or and not be mitame mishum nevela. That the basar itself sometimes will become batel to the or, and just like the or is not mitame, the basar is not mitame. On Amud Beis, we're going to talk about if a person touches two chatsa'e zesim of basar nevela, not a full kazayis in one spot, there are two half kazayisim in two different spots, so if he touches them simultaneously, does he become tamei? And then on Amud Beis, we have a longer discussion to applying the rules of Esha Balichlal Maga, Balichlal Masa. What exactly is the nature of that rule? That only that which can become tamei with Maga can also become tamei with Masa. And then at the very end of the daf, right before the Mishnah, we're going to talk about whether Shnei Chatzai Zesim or when Shnei Chatzai Zesim can and cannot be mitamei bim masa. So a lot of tumentara. The entire daf is pretty much tumentara today. So let's pick up with Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya. Again, we're going back to this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If you have a beged shel or that you cut it berubo, you cut the majority of the beged, is that mitairit from its tuma? So we're trying to bring rayos back one way or the other. So we're up to raya number two. Masiv Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya asks from our Mishnah, Hamafshit bebehemo b'chay b'torah b'temeya b'dako b'gasa, a person is skinning an animal, whether the animal, the basar of the animal is tamei or tahar, whether it's a large animal or a small animal, and he's whether it's a behemo or a chaya l'shatiach, but he's trying to make some sort of cloth out of the skin of the animal. So kedei achiza, when he is mafshit kedei achiza, that's considered to be less than a kedei achiza, is considered to still be part of the basar, attached to the basar, and a yad for the basar. So it's ad kedei achiza, we consider it to be a yad of the basar. Hayeser mekedei achiza tar. But if he's mafshit more than a kedei achiza, then the skin is going to be tar. It's no longer considered a yad for the basar. But vamai lemachal. But why, if you're going to say that, since, like Reish Lakish wanted to suggest, that when you cut leather, even al pi rubo, since it's repairable, you can bind it together, we view it as if it's not tar. So over here also, shouldn't we say that even if you've skinned a large portion of the skin off of the animal, it could be repaired, and therefore it should still be a yad for the basar? Tosus points out it's a very strange comparison to make, meaning you can't really repair a skinned animal. When we talk about a leather jacket, let's say, that you cut in half, so yeah, you could repair the leather and sew it back together to each other to make it a usable leather jacket. When we talk about taking the skin off of an animal, you can't really repair that. You can't like put that back on the animal. So the Achronim are by the Tosus raises the question that the reason that the Mishnah is metame ba'or, that your mafshit, is because it's not a yad le basar.
by Or Shekara, it's Mitami because it's considered as if it's Bishle Muso, since it could go back to being repaired. So it's just two totally different sugyas, or different reasons. One is a din in Yad, and one is it still functional? Is it still considered the original functional Kli? But the Achronim, by the other Kasha, the Kasha that we just mentioned, the Mari Cheskel raises the issue. What do you mean repair? You're not repairing an animal. So it's very difficult. All of the Rayas that the Gemara is going to bring are very difficult to really compare to the case that that we're starting with. We started with the case of a Beged. So you tear a Beged. Do we view that the Machlokas was? Do we view that Beged as still being intact because it's so easily repaired? None of the Rayas really talk about that case. So I don't know. It's difficult to understand. Anyway, so the Gemara's answer is Tir Gemara Biavin Rishon Rishon Osa Nipul. That according to Rish Lakish, the reason that we don't say that the Or is considered to be Mechubar is because as you're skinning the Or off of the animal, it's as if it is completely separated from the animal and has fallen to the ground, so it's never going to go back to be attached to that animal, and therefore it's totally different than a cut piece of leather. Masav Rav Yosef, so the Gemara brings another raya, that if someone skins an animal in order to make a jug out of it, we said in the Mishnah, you would start skinning from the legs of the animal, so all of the skin is a yad for the basar, until you're mafshit the or that's on the chaza, and if you're mafshit the or that's on the chaza, or sha'alat savar, you get to the or that's by the tzavar of the animal, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Eino Chibur. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says the or that's on the tzavar is not considered to be a chibur, the or is not a yad for the basar. So the Gemara asks, according to Reish Lakish, who holds that or, even when you tear it, it could always be repaired, and therefore is viewed as if it's still intact. Amai, hachalim v'kai'i, why should the or that's on the tzavar not be considered mechubar, not still be considered a yad for the basar? After all, it's still mechubar to the basar, so why don't we say it's like a beged of or that could be repaired? Over here, it's mamish still on the basar. So he said, well, why are you asking a kasha from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? The Chum disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So instead of asking a kasha on Reish Lakish from the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, bring a riot to Reish Lakish from the Shita of the Chachamim. Ella Amar Abayi, so Abayi says, no, the Mishnah is not at all related to the din of a beged of or that gets torn and can be sewn up. That it could be by a beged, everyone would agree that it's tameh, because it's not considered as if it's totally destroyed. You could always bring it back to its original state by binding it back together. In the Mishnah, the case is when you know it's definitely not going back to its original state, and the reason the Or HaTzavar is considered chibur to the basar is because it's a shomer for the basar. And b'shomer also the natik meil of kamifugi. The real machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Chum in the Mishnah is what if you have something that currently is serving as a shomer lebasar, but you know it's going to be menatik meilav, it's going to fall off on its own. So Mar Safar Havi Shomer, the Chum hold that even though it's asuli natik meilav, it's going to fall off on its own. So long as it's still there, it's still considered a shomer lebasar. So the Arat Savar's Tame is nitma together with the basar while it's still attached to it. Mar Safar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says Lavi Shomer, since it's going to be menatik meilav, since it's going to fall off on its own, it's not considered a shomer. Now a third Raya, Masav Rabbi Yirmiyah. We're fourth Raya? I forgot already. Well, we're up to fourth Raya, I think. So, Masav Rabbi Yirmiyah. Right, we learned one yesterday. So, this is the third one for today. So, Masav Rabbi Yirmiyah. So, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks another kasha on Reish Lakish from Mishnah and Kalim. Tanur Shenitma. If you have an oven that became Tameh, with Allah is, there's no way of being Tovel in an oven that became Tameh. The only way to be Matarit, we learned in yesterday's Parsha. Tanur Vikirai Yutats Tameh Mem Lachem. The only way to be Matarit is by destroying it. The Medrash says, Im Shalim Tameh, Im Chot Chotahar. That if it remains intact, it will always be Tameh. If you break it, it will be Tahar. There's no other way to be Matarit. So, Ketzad Matarit also. How much do you have to break it in order for the tanur to become tahar? You have to break it up into three pieces, because then you can guarantee that none of the pieces are the majority. If you have the majority of it in any one piece, it is not broken enough to be considered tahar. Now the Tosos points out in Masecha Sukkah, why can't you break it into two pieces and just break it exactly 50-50, and then neither piece will be the majority? Why does it have to be in three pieces? So the obvious answer, because if you think you're breaking it exactly 50-50, there is a chance it might be 51-49, right? It might be that you're off that efshar letzamtzem in shviras kli cheres. It's hard enough for us to be metzamtzem. We can't even be metzamtzem in shviras matzah, right? So shviras kli cheres, you're not going to be able to be metzamtzem that you can get it exactly 50-50. So you break it into three parts. You could be confident that none of the three parts are the majority. V'gorer es hatfela. But in addition to that, you also have to scrape off off the cement that that holds the oven together, ad shiyehe ba'aretz, until the point that it falls to the ground. That since the cement that's mechaber, the different parts of the oven, is still there, so that doesn't, the oven's not really broken just because the cheres is cracked. You have to break the tanner into three parts and leave it completely unattached from each other, and only then will it become tahar. You don't need to be gorer the cement, and certainly not to the point where it's all the way down to the ground. All you need to do is you break the actual cheres of the oven on the inside of the cement to the point where it's less than four tefachim. When a tanur is four tefachim, so then it's big enough to be mekabel tumah. If you break it to smaller than four tefachim, it's not going to be able to be mekabel tumah. So says the Gemara. Now Rabbi Yirmiya brings his raya, his kasha on Rish Lakish. But apparently, if you make it smaller than four tefachim, it's going to be tar. Amai lemahav chalim b'kai. Isn't it something that you could repair? And according to Rish Lakish, just like a cut piece of leather, because it can be repaired, it still maintains its original tumah. So by a tanur as well, since it could be repaired, even when it's less than four tefachim, it should still retain its original status of tumah. Tosfos explains that even though al yedei the tit, the tanur right now is still actually connected. You know, when we talk about the piece of leather, it was actually cut, so it actually was not currently connected. We were just talking about Reish Lakish just held the fact that you can connect it will mean something. Over here, we're talking about that the cement is actually still holding it together, so it's not really the same. But since the chibur al yedei tit is not a strong chibur, the cement that holds it together is not really a very strong chibur, it's not considered a real chibur. But again, just Tosfos highlighting how all of these riots are not really exact parallels to a cut piece of leather. Anyway, so Amalei Rava, so Rava says to Rabbi Yirmiya, instead of asking on Reish Lakish from the sheet of Rameir, Ve'ima Midrabanan, why don't you bring a raya to Reish Lakish from the sheet of the Chachamim, Goreres Atfilat Shebaretz, where the Rabbanan say that it's only going to be Tahar if you irreparably destroy it, if you cut the cement and everything to the point where it's totally in pieces. So isn't that a raya to Reish Lakish, where Reish Lakish held that a cut piece of leather, because it's something that you can repair, is considered to still be tameh? So you see by the oven also, as long as it can still be repaired, the chacham would hold, it would still be tameh. You have to destroy it entirely. Ella Amar Rava, so Rava understands the machlokas of the Chacham and Rameir by the Tanur a little bit differently. That we're talking about that it's somewhat still attached, and that it's not still attached, rather, because then everyone would agree that if it's still attached, if it's still physically together, everyone would agree that it's still considered tameh. Hachi ka'amar. Tanur shenit maketim netarino. So here's how to read this machlokas between the Chacham and Rameir. You have a tanur that becomes tameh. How are you metarit? So divrei akol cholkol shlosha v'gorer esatfela shevaretz. Everyone holds. You need to cut it into three different parts and scrape off the cement that holds it together. You know the machlokas Rameir and the Chacham is, if you want to ensure that your tanur will not become tameh, meaning it's not yet tameh, you want to make it that it shouldn't have a shame kli, so it should never become tameh in the first place. It shouldn't be receptive to tumah. Kate said, "Well, so what do you do?" Cholkal shlosh v'garas atfeil acheibaritz. Rav Meir Omer ein tzarich l'ligras atfeil lo acheibaritz el matim b'pnei arba tefachim. That's where the machlokas is. Not to get rid of an existing tumah. To get rid of an existing tumah, you really have to break it up into, you have to shatter it. It has to be broken into different pieces to the point where it's not connected at all, and everyone would agree to that. But when you're talking about it, something that had never become tameh, and you're trying to avoid the tumah in the first place, that's where you have machlokas. Do you need to break it apart literally, or can you just break the cheres to the point that the cement is still holding it together? Amar Mar. So now we had said cholkol shlosha, that the way to be metar the oven is by breaking it into three parts. Uraminu, but I'll ask you a stira from a Mishnah Maseches Kelim. Tanur tchilasu arba'a v'shiyarav arba'a divra meir, that the height of a tanur, in order for it to be roy, to be mekabel tumah, for it to be considered a real oven, is four tefachim tall. And if you have a tanur that became tameh tame and was broken, so it has to still have four tefachim in order for it to remain tame. When do we say that the shear is four tefachim? Begadol. That's when you're dealing with a larger oven. Avol bekatan. But if you're dealing with a small oven, like the kind that they would make for children to play with, tchilaso kolshu, then even if it's just very, very small, the Gemara will quantify what a kolshu is, but even if it's very small, it's still mekabel tumah, mishetigamer melachto, as long as it's already completed, and you've already finished making it. Shiyarav berubo, and if it's broken, and you want to know how broken does it have to be in order to lose its tumah status, as long as the majority of it is still intact, it still has its tumah status. Vekama kolshu, how do we quantify what exactly is a kolshu? Samri dvei Rabbi Yanei, tefach, shekeinu osim, tanure bonos tefach. It's a tefach because when they would make toy ovens for the children, I'm not clear if these were functional ovens. I don't know if these meet safety features of today. But when they would make small ovens, they would be for little children, there would be a tefach. Taima di ika shiara varba'a. So it sounds like it's because there's shirayim of four tefachim, that the remaining piece that's intact is four tefachim. Haleka shiara varba'a tahar. But if the remaining piece is less than four tefachim, it would be tahar. It wouldn't be makabel tum according to anybody. So why do the Chum in our Mishnah require that you break the tanner into three pieces in order that it not become tameh? You shouldn't have to break it into three pieces. Break it into however many pieces it takes for each piece to be less than four tefachim. And if that's two pieces, that should be fine as well. Let's say the whole tanner is seven tefachim. So you break it into two pieces. Each piece is 3.5 tefachim. Good, that should be fine. Why do you have to break it into three pieces? So the Gemara answers, Amri Hasam Tzitzalke Mitzlak Hacha Da'avde Gistra. It depends how you cut the oven. If you cut the oven widthwise or lengthwise. So when you cut it widthwise, that's where we say that you still need if there's four tefachim left, it's going to be tameh. And if it's less than four tefachim, it's going to be tahar, regardless, even if it's only in two pieces. But when you cut it lengthwise, so that's where you need to cut, meaning you cut it from top to bottom, that's where you're going to need to cut it into three pieces in order to be metahir it. Amar Mar, so we had mentioned from the Mishnah Maseches Kelim that Shiyarav Berubo, that if you have shirayim of a tiny oven, one of these one tefach ovens, it's broken, the way that it would still retain its tumah is if the majority of it is intact. Ruba de tefach lamai havi. What exactly does rov of a tefach do for you? Meaning, is that really a functional oven? So Amar Abaye says no. What we mean to be saying is to be going on the resha of the Mishnah. We said that the shear of a large tanur is four tefachim. That's what we're saying. Shiare gadol berubo. The shear, when you have a one tefach oven, you break it in any way. You chip off a little piece, the whole thing is broken. It's not functional anymore. If you have a larger oven, that's what we're saying. If the majority of it is intact, that's where it's still going to have its tumah. But didn't the Rabbanan say that by a large oven, if you have four tefachim still intact, not the majority, four tefachim still intact, that's going to be betami. So which is it? Is it based on majority or is it based on four tefachim? Says Mar Lo Kasha, ha betanura bar tisha, ha betanura bar shiva. It depends how big oven is. When we say that the shear to be makabel tum is the rove of the tanur, that's a nine tefach oven. So only if the rove of it is left will it lose its tumah status. But if less than rov is left, even though each of the pieces may be larger than four tefachim, but it's less than rov, then it's going to be tahar. Whereas when you're dealing with a tanur that's only seven tefachim, so having a rov is not necessarily going to be metameit, meaning going to make it retain its tumah, as long as each piece is less than four tefachim, you're good enough. When it's when the whole thing was only seven tefachim. So that different rules depending on the size of the tanur. That's how Rashi understands it. Did Machlokes Rishonim exactly how to understand that line, but we'll leave it like this. Lishna Achrina Amrila. Another Lashon, another understanding of the whole Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish that we started with is as follows. That Rav Huna Mishom Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, that Rav Huna says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, when the Mishnah says in Maseches Kelim that if you cut a talus, the majority of a talus, it becomes tahar, va'filu shirba kedei maforis. Even if you leave attached the size of a beged that would make for a good scarf. So I'm Reish Lakish Loshanu El Talis. And on that, Reish Lakish comments that that's only true for a talis, for a beged, aval or chashiv. But an or that gets torn and you leave a shear, kedema aforis, you leave enough of a shear to make a sizable scarf, that chibur is considered chashiv enough that it doesn't lose its tumah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu ornami lo chashiv. That even by an or, if it's mostly torn, even though you left enough to make a ma'aforis, an apron or something like that, or a scarf or something something like that, it's still not considered a chash v'chibur, and it would be tahar. So Eisin, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish, or tamei midras. If you have or that was tamei tumas midras, someone who had zav and either yoleda sat on it or whatever, so it was tamei midras, or lied on it, it's tamei midras. Chishev lav l'ritzu v'sandalin, and then you decide you're going to cut this piece of leather and make straps or shoes out of it. Kivan shenasan bo ismal. Once you take the knife to start cutting the leather, tahar. It's immediately tahar, even though it still has a sheer tuma. Because the second you started to be mevatel it from its original usage, it loses its shem tuma. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham omrim ad sheyamitenu mechamisha tvachim. The Chacham say no. You have to actually physically cut it to be less than five tvachim. So kimemayit miatar. But it sounds like if you cut it to less than five tvachim, it taka becomes tahar. That's a kasha in Reish Lakish who holds that or remains tamei even after you cut the majority of it, since it's considered chashuv. Amai lema chashuv. Why are we mitayrit? Shouldn't we say that the chibur is still chashuv? So says Marno. Hachamai skinan tekabayi lele moshev zav. The case that the Mishnah is mitayrit when you make it smaller than five tvachim is when you want to still use it for moshev zav. When it's still needed for a moshav of a zav. So when the or is less than the shear, it's not ro'i for yeshivas zav, and therefore it's not considered tame. It's going to be tahar through the tearing of it. So that's a second version of the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The two lishonos, what are they arguing about? They argue why is it the Reish Lakish is metame or that's already torn, right? That if you rip or, why is it already tame? The first version said that Reish Lakish holds that the reason it's tame is because it's repairable, that you can sew it back together. The second version says no, because or is chashuv, nothing to do with it being repairable, that it's inherently chashuv. So when there's any sort of chibur at all, a chibur kadei ma'aforas even, that's enough to make it to keep it bechashivuso, and therefore it's going to be tame. Okay, new mission now. So the mission is going to explain again keeping in the laws of tuma and the din of oros of nevela. So we had said that the halacha on the daraisa level is that the basar of nevela is metame, or of nevela is not metame, because the or is not like the basar. We had exceptions. If you have certain types of or that are very, very soft, that could be like the basar. But generally speaking, or of nevela is not metame. So or sheyesh lav kezayis basar. What if you have or of a nevela that has kezayis basar attached to it? Hanogea betziv hayotze mimenu. If a person touches a small piece of dangling meat that comes out from that kezayis basar, ubisara shekenegdo, or hair on the or that's on the opposite side of the or where the basar is, tame. He's going to be tame as if he touched the basar itself. The reason when you touch the tziv, your tame is because that actually is the basar itself. It's a dangling piece of basar that's connected to the other kezayis of basar. Well, the reason that you're tame when you touch the sa'ara is because that's considered a shomer of the basar. We had a little sugya about 5 days ago whether the hair is considered to be a shomer of the shomer or just a direct shomer because it goes all the way through, but Pashtus is that it's a shomer of the basar, and that's why you're tame. Let's say you had a piece of or that had two half kezesim that were attached to it. Metame b'masa. If you carry that or, since you're carrying both half kezesim, it's metame b'masa, like a kezayis of nevela. Velo b'maga, but it's not metame b'maga because you're never touching a kezayis at one time. You're touching only a half a kezayis at a time. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva omer lo b'maga velo b'masa. Rabbi Akiva says not metame maga, not metame masa either. Umodir Rabbi Akiva b'shnei chatzayis zesim shetchaven b'kisam v'yisitan shu tame. Rabbi Kiva would agree that if you take two chatzi zesim of basar nevela and put them on a toothpick and carry them around, that for sure is going to be tamei mishum masar nevela. Ne'emar Rabbi Kiva mitar ba'or, mnesha or mevatlan. Only when they're attached to or does Rabbi Kiva say that the fact that it's two chatzi zesim, you're not going to be mitamei b'masa, because the or is mevatel the chatzi zesim of basar that are attached to it. So Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, when the Mishnah says in the Reisha that both according to Rabbi Kiva and according to Rabbi Shmuel, or that has a kezayis basar on it is going to be tamei, and the basar does not become batel to the or, lo shana ella palatito chaya. That's only when the or has basar attached to it, because a chaya bit the animal, so there's a piece of basar, but no one ever bikavana separated that or from the basar. Av palatito sakin, but if you actually started skinning it, cutting it with a knife, batel, you've been mevatel that basar, the basar is no longer as a din of basar, it's going to be batel to the or. Amalei Rav Nachman Le'ul, Ula, so Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Ketarti, says, really? How much basar could still be attached to the Ar? And you can say that since a human being skinned it, he was mevatalit, and it's therefore not going to be considered chashav anymore. Even Ketarta, a rova hakav of basar, like a big steak, is still attached to the Ar, and you can say that it's batal to the Ar? Amr Lei Ein said, yeah, exactly correct. Afilu kinafya, even if it's a sheer nafa, I don't know exactly what that is, but even a bigger sheer, I'm like, ain, yeah, even that sheer, it's all going to be batal to the ar. If a human being starts skinning the ar, and there's basar attached to the ar, he's been mevatal that basar from a shem basar. I'm like, hello, Kim! Can't believe it. The lashon of Shavua. Im amarli Rabbi Yochanan mipumeilo tziasnalei. Even if Rabbi Yochanan himself would tell me such a thing, I would never listen to him. Meaning, this was Ula saying it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So he said, even the great Rabbi Yochanan could tell me such a thing, and I wouldn't listen to him. That's what Rav Nachman says. So kisalik Rav Hoshaya, when Rav Hoshaya went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that Rav Hoshaya went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, became a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan. The context of the Gemara there is Rabbi Yochanan wanted to give him smicha, but it never worked out. Every time he tried to give him smicha, something happened. They couldn't get three people together. There was a problem. So anyways, when Rav Hoshaya went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkelil Rabbi Ami, he found Rabbi Ami, Amar Lishmaite Kameh, and he said this whole conversation, and he said, Hachi Amar Ula, you should know that Ula commented that when you cut off the or from the basar, he held that the basar becomes batel to the or. Rav Nachman, and you should know that Rav Nachman said that even if Rabbi Yochanan would tell this to him directly, he would never listen to it. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Ami got very offended by that. Rav Nachman thinks he's a big shot because he's the son-in-law of the Bein Nasiya, so he's mezalzel in Rabbi Yochanan. How could you say if you'd hear it from Rabbi Yochanan's mouth, you wouldn't accept it? You know how holy Rabbi Yochanan is? You have to accept whatever Rabbi Yochanan would tell you. So a very interesting comment. Zimnin Ashkeche Diyasa. Another time, Rabbi Hoshaya found Rabbi Ami, and he was sitting and he was telling him the din of Rabbi Yochanan a seifa, but in a different context, in the context of the seifa. Hayul of shnei chatzai zesim metame b'masa. That if there are two chatzai zesim on the ar, it's metame b'masa. V'lo b'maga div Rabbi Shmuel, but not b'maga. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Rikiva Omer lo b'maga v'lo b'masa, not metame, neither b'maga nor b'masa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu al plato chaya av plato sakim batel. That's only if an animal bit it, and that's how the ar got connected to the basa. But if a human being were to cut it off, then it would in fact be batel. The basar would be batel to the ar. So Amar Lei Rav Hoshaya asked Rabbi Ami, Mar Aseifa Masnila, you say this comment on the Seifa of the Mishnah, the din of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore you didn't understand why Rav Nachman was mezalzel in Ula's statement. Amar Lei Ein, he said, yeah, that's correct. I learned it on the Seifa. So that Ula Ula Aresha Amarana Aleichu. So when did Ula say it on the Resha? Did Ula make the comment of Rabbi Yochanan on the Resha that even when it's a sheer kazayis, it's misbatel to the or? Amar Lei Ein, he said, yeah, Ula said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan on the Resha. Amar Lei Halukim I Amar Li Yoshua Ben Nun Mishmei Lo Tziasnulei. If Yoshua Ben Nun would have said this to me, I never would have listened to him. Because it's not mistabra that a sheer gadol of basar should be misbatel to the or. So when you're talking about pachas mikazayis, okay, that I understand. We can be talking about large amounts of basar. That wouldn't make any sense that it would become batel to the or. The achronim are medayek if you have to pick an example of any person in history that would tell you something, and you want to give an example of like the greatest Talmud Chacham in history, that even if he would tell it to me, I wouldn't believe it. Why would you give the example of Yoshua? Meaning, just go one up from Yoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Even if Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So the Taz writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodei, it's in Reish Mem Beis, that the Gemara says Yoshua, because you're not allowed to say that about Moshe Rabbeinu. Because one of the Ikari Amunah is Lakum Bi Yisrael Kemosha Od. So you're not allowed to say such comments about Moshe Rabbeinu, that if Moshe Rabbeinu would say it, I wouldn't believe it. Because that's like saying, I'm an apikoros. If Moshe Rabbeinu would say, you wouldn't believe it, what do you mean? You're not allowed to not believe something that Moshe Rabbeinu says. So that's why the Gemara, in fact, it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and the Bir Agra points to our Gemara when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha, if I'm not mistaken. This idea that you're not allowed to say Ilu Amar Moshe, that if Moshe were to say something, that I wouldn't listen to him. So the Bir Agra points that the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says that the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Or Chaim that a person is fighting with his friend and he says in the fight, "Any mekabel mucha afilu mayisa kamosha Rabbeinu, I wouldn't listen to you even if you were Moshe Rabbeinu, malkamoso." And Beis Yosef says that's why Rav Nachman says in our suga, "Ilo amri Yoshua binun mishmo lo yisishmelo, not ilo amr Moshe," because you're not allowed to say in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Shulchan Aruch passes this in some Reishman Beis, and the Berurah Gra says that the makar is our Gemara that that's why Dafka chose Yoshua binun. Kiyasa Rabin Vakal Nechusei, when Rabin came to Eretz Yisrael and all the people that accompanied him, Amrua Aresha, they said this comment of Rabbi Yochanan in connection to the Resha, like Ula had it. Vet Lakasha Kedam Rav Papa, but it's not Mistavar to say that even Basa, that's a Shir Kazai, should become Batel. After all, Rav Papa had a good point in the explaining the Seif of the Mishnah that it's talking about. So I'm sorry, Ve'ela Kasha, so we had a Kasha say, it's Gemara, no, Kedam Rav Papa, Bimarudad. The answer is, to explain the Seif of the Mishnah, is talking about Dafka b'merudad, Dafka by Basar, that's a very, very, very thin layer of Basar. So here also talking about where there's a very thin layer of Basar that came off together with the skin when you skin the animal. So even though there may be more than a kazayas of it, it can become batal, because to actually gather that kazayas together, it's a thin, long layer of Basar that's going across the entirety of the or. It's not like a chunk of Basar that's attached to the R. So that you can understand, the thin layer, even though all together may be equal more than a kazayas of basar, you can understand why that would be batel to the R. Okay, hayu alav. The Mishnah had said that if you have on the R shnei chatzayis esim, it's metame b'masa, but not b'mago, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Gemara brings a machlokas with Rabbi Shmuel, what Rabbi Shmuel would hold if you're touching both chatzayis esim simultaneously. So Amar barpado lo shanu ala me'acharav, avamilfanav nogea v'chos v'nogea. That's only if you're touching you're holding the skin. But let's say you're touching the skin of the animal. Let's say you're touching both pieces of basar simultaneously. Then we would say yesh nogeh v'chosev nogeh. It's not being the Rishonim point out the Gemara is not being so medayik b'lashon over here. Nogeh v'chosev nogeh sounds like you're touching one and then the other one. It's not what it means over here. It means you're touching them both simultaneously. That would be metami. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ein nogeh v'chosev nogeh. Rabbi Yochanan would say even that would not be metami. You Thomas Maga is not going to happen when you touch two chatzayis zeisei basar. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, and this is Rabbi Yochanan Shitaso. Dam Rabbi Yochanan Mishmol Rabbi Dosa Ben Harkinas Amru Davar Echad. That Rabbi Shmuel is in agreement with Rabbi Dosa Ben Harkinas, because Rabbi Shmuel had the Amaran. Rabbi Shmuel is what we just learned, that if you touch two chatzayis zeisim, it's metame b'masa, but not b'maga. Meaning, if you carry the two chatzayis zeisim together, it's metame b'masa. But if you touch two chatzayis zeisim that are attached to R, it's not metame b'maga. What does it have to do with Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas? Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, the time there's a Mishnah Maseches Ahilos, it appears in Maseches Ahilos as well, that kol hametamin ba'ol, anything that's metame b'tumas ol shenechleku, that gets broken up into two pieces to two halves zaysim v'chnisan l'toch habayis, and you bring him into a house. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas mitar. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas says there's no tumas ol v'cham metame and v'cham mar metame, because they hold that the two chatzayis zeisim combine within the same ohel. There is a machlokas in the Achronim how to understand this halacha that they wouldn't combine. Rav Elchanan and Kovit Shurim and Pesachim and Kuf Pei Beis writes that by a chati shir there's still a din tuma. The machlokas of the Chum and Rabbi Dosa is that called a negiya? Is that called an ohel? Can there be an ohel on a chati shir? But the chati shir itself is still a chati shir of tuma. It's just that ohel can't connect to a chati shir, whereas other Achronim, Ashar L'Shlomo and others, understand that no, it's about the Chatzis Shir, doesn't have a shame tumma at all. But be that as it may, we have this comment of Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas that they're not mitzarev to each other, just like two Chatzayis Zeisei Basar attached to Ara not mitzarev to each other. So the Gemara is Medayik, Lavam Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas Hasam, Ein Mayil, Chazer Mayil, Sachanami, Ein Ogea, Vachosav Ein Ogea. So that's the connection. Just like Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas holds that you can't have a combination Ohel, you also can't have a combination Maga. So says Gemara, means Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, Rabbi Shmuel. Wait, if Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas aligns himself with Rabbi Shmuel, then Rabbanan ka Rabbi Akiva. Then it would turn out that the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas are aligned with Rabbi Akiva. But that doesn't work out, because they actually say the exact opposite. opposite of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, to Rekam Mitar. Rabbi Akiva said that he's even more makel than Rabbi Shmuel. He's Mitar when the Shnei Chatzai Zesim are attached to the Basar, even from Tumas Masa, right? Where Rabbi Akiva disagreed is not to be Mitame, Mitame Bimaga. He disagreed by saying that it should be totally Tar. He shouldn't even have Tumas Masa. Whereas those who disagree with Rabbi Dosa are more machmir than Rabbi Dosa. They say yesh nogeya v'chosev nogeya, that that you will have tumas ohel when the two chatzai zesim are in the same house. So it's disjointed, meaning you're trying to associate Rabbi Shmuel with Rabbi Dosa ben Akinas. That's nice, but their bar plutas go in opposite directions. So says Gemara, no, they don't. Adka no commentary Rabbi Kiva. El Ba'ar, Rabbi Kiva is only mitaher when you have Shnei Chatzai Zesim that are attached to Or. So he says, okay, Maka, Masa, either way, it's not going to be Mitame. You Aval Bi'alma, Mitame. But if you have Shnei Chatzai Zesim that are not attached to Or, it would be Mitame if you touch them together at the same time. Kidiktani Seifa, because the Seifa, the Mishnah says, Umodi Rabbi Kiva B'Shnei Chatzai Zesim, Shatchav Mekisa, Mesit, and Shutame. That Rabbi Kiva says, if you take two Chatzai Zesim and you put them on a toothpick, Rabbi Kiva says, you're going to be Tame B'Masa. Rabbi Kiva Metayar Ba'or. Why is it Rabbi Kiva holds that when the Shnei Chatzai Zesim are attached to Or, you're going to be Tahar? Mipnei Sha'or Mevatlan, because the Or is Mevatl them. But if you were to take the Or out of the picture and just look at the Shnei Chatzai Zesim, they would in fact be Metame a person. So Masav Ravuk Fabarchama asks on Barpada, Pasuk says in yesterday's Parsha, B'nivlasam V'lo Ba'or Sheyeshlov Shnei Chatzai Zesim. That B'nivlasam you could become Tame, but a piece of Or that Shnei Chatzai Zesim is not going to be Metame you. Yachalaf B'masa. You might think that it's not even Metame B'yu B'masa. Tamalomer V'ano Seyit. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's where Rabbi Shmuel holds. It is mitamei b'masa. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Hanogeya, Vehanose, Esha, Bo L'chal Mago, Bo L'chal Masa. He makes a drasha that Vehanogeya, and it says Vehanose in Psukim right next to each other. So we darshan only that which is mitamei b'maga could be mitamei b'masa. Lo ba b'chal Mago, Lo ba b'chal Masa. Whatever cannot be mitamei b'maga, like Shnei Chatzai Zeisim that are attached to Ar, it's not mitamei b'maga. Memela can't be mitamei b'masa either. The Emisa, but if Barpad is correct, that even according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Yesh Nogeya v'chosev Nogeya, if you touch the Basar directly, so what's Rabbi Kiva's Kasha? Hare Balachal Maga Milafanav. If you have Shnei Chatzai Zeisei Basar, it is Balachal Maga, as long as you're not touching the Or, you're touching the Shnei Chatzai Zeisei Basar directly. So I'm Rava Hachi Ka'amar. Now here's what Rabbi Kiva is asking on Rabbi Shmuel. Esha Balachal Maga Bikol Tzad Balachal Masa. Only that which could be Mitame B'maga, no matter which side you touch it on, even on the reverse side of it, only that is Babel Chal Masa. Lo Babel Chal Maga, but called Sad Lo Babel Chal Masa. If it wouldn't be Babel Chal Maga on either side, then it's not Babel Chal Masa either. So the Gemara explains Shitas Rabbi Shmuel over here. Kulis stuma. Let's say you have a bone that is completely closed, and inside the bone there's marrow, but there's no accessing the marrow without breaking the bone. It's completely enclosed. So the Rabbi Shmuel Maushet Tetame. Would Rabbi Shmuel hold that that's Metame B'masa? Meaning when you carry that bone, are you carrying Kazayis Abasar now that it's Metame B'masa? Islay the Rabbi Yishmael, Leshabal Chalmaga, Bobel Chalmasa. Does Rabbi Yishmael hold of this rule, meaning in principle at least, that that which could be Mitame B'maga could be Mitame B'masa, and since there's no access to be able to touch the marrow inside of the bone, Mimela cannot be Mitame B'masa over here? Lo Bobel Chalmaga, Lo Bobel Chalmasa, that Rabbi Yishmael actually holds of this rule. Vahach, Hainu Taima, and in our Mishnah, the only reason that Rabbi Yishmael holds that it's Mitame B'masa, even though it's not Mitame B'maga, is because it is Mitame B'maga in our Mishnah. If you touch it directly, not milachrav, but milafanav, it can be mitami b'maga. Meaning, is the machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva whether we hold to this principle at all of eshabal chalmaga bavul chalmasa, or no? They both agree to the principle; they just disagree about how to apply it. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, in it to be called bavul chalmaga, you have to be able to contract tumas maga no matter how you touch it, on the inside or on the outside. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel would say, no, as long as there's some way to be mitami b'maga, there would be considered balachal mago. The molester maybe just doesn't hold the whole rule. So that was the shaila. So Amalei, his response was, Urva parach, look, an ore flying overhead. distracts him. He just doesn't want to answer the question. Samle Rav Bray, Velav Hainu, Ravav Yasabim Pumbadisa, the Mashbach Marbigave, the Gav Rabu, why are you disrespecting him? Isn't this the person that you speak so highly of that you're not gonna answer his question? Amale Aniyayom Samchuni Ba'ashishos, I'm really tired. I've been darshaning the whole day. I just don't have the koach to deal with the question right now. Uboy Minoi Milsa Dvay Taima. He asked me something that requires iyun. I just can't be ma'ayin right now. I just don't have the kochos. I don't have the energy to look into it right now. The Chassam Sofer raises the question, if you want to distract him, why would you use an Of Tameh? Say Yona Parach, right? Why is it Orva Parach that an Orev is Parach? So the Chassam Sofer says, based on the Gemara in Erev and Daf Chaf Beis, that a person has to be an Achzari, like an Orev, in the way that he eats and he drinks. He has to be cruel to his own body in order to be able to learn Torah properly, and therefore he has to minimize his Taivos, his Gashmius, that he experiences in this world. And he said that's what he's saying. He's saying that today, you know, is a day of Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Hachem. I already did my Chatzil Hashem to be Dorish Barabim. I was already Achzari on my Guf, like an Orev, but Urva Parach, the time to be an Orev on myself, has already flown away. So he was speaking in Melitza, that now it's time that I be nicer to myself. Now it's time I have to sit down and eat something. I can't be Ma'ayin the entire time. They quote this Gemara in the Halacha. There's a major discussion about the halach of sholem v'dorshim b'hilchos achag shloshim yom kodem achag. Right? Everyone asks the stira that the Gemara Pesachim Davav says he's supposed to learn the halachas 30 days in advance of Pesach. Gemara Megillah Lambei says hilchos achag b'chag, hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, on the day of, not 30 days in advance. So there's a major discussion about how to reconcile those two things. The Ran writes that it's a matter of shoel ki'inyin, that up until 30 days in advance, you don't have to go out of your way to teach the halachos, but if someone asks about it, it's considered shoel ki'inyin. But the Bach has this idea that when we say that bichag, it doesn't mean bichag, it doesn't mean on the Yom Tov, just like chayev adam l'tar atzmo biregel, the person has to be matar himself biregel, it doesn't mean that he goes to the mikvah on regel, it means in advance of, to prepare for. So the Bach says that it seems that that's what it really means in Megillah, that you're supposed to learn the halachas in advance of. How far in advance of? Well, for Pesach, it's got to be 30 days, because it takes a long time. For the Yom Tov, a week or two in advance. But then the Bach himself points out that our Gemara sounds not like that, because our Gemara, Rashi writes, that it was Shabbos HaRegel Haisa, that he was darshaning the halachas of the regel, and that's why he was so exhausted. Why was he darshaning the halachas of the regel? Because it was actually the Yontif. It was actually the Shabbos of the Yontif. So it sounds like the inyan is to learn on the Yontif, not only in advance of the Yontif. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.